Yes. Ah, ça ira le capitaliste à la lettrena, which we just used as a little intro track for today's show, the last one for the summer programming period of Community Centromere, which is broadcasting from the stolen Wurundjeri lands, the unceded lands, and we'll be focusing on that today because only in a few days, on the 26th of January, you all know what it is. Yes, it is Invasion Day, when that fleet of ne'er-do-wells, fleet of sick, mentally sick and socially sick institution arrived on the shores of what they call Sydney. So in 1788, and this land is paying for paying the price of that, as we saw with the fires and the floods just last week, as well as it occurring around the rest of the world. So yes, the purpose of Community Centromere is to inspire my friends, you, to join in with the struggle against the forces of destruction on this planet and the forces of oppression by being active in our own interests. And the most important thing, as I mentioned, which is coming up, which all people that live on this continent should stand up together with, because Invasion Day, called by the right, you know what it's called by the right, so-called Australia Day, and they're trying to resuscitate the colonial nationalist garbage narrative, waving their filthy rag, which they call the Australian flag, which the only place is good for it is being lit, in my opinion. So what's going to happen? Well, as you know, or if you don't know, you should know that there is a rally on the 26th, Monday. It starts at 11 a.m. at Parliament. That's Central HQ of Oppression and Organised State Violence. Outside the front of that, come along. And if you can't, or you want to, you can just visit 3cr.org.au/invasionday2026, and you can see all of the great programming dedicated to Invasion Day that we're going to have on 3CR, 8:55 a.m. and also 3cr.org.au online. It will start at 7 a.m. with Marissa from the Doing Time show, will be a guest host, and she'll be speaking with Indigenous organisers and campaigners from all over the country, which will be extremely informative and interesting. And at 9 a.m., there's a program called Our Land, Our Law. And then from 10 a.m. all the way through to 5 p.m., there will be a live broadcast from the rally. There'll be speeches, conversations with activists, Indigenous people, people there, why they're going there, and a lot of great information. And to inspire you to go down, or at least listen to that, I've just picked some. I went through the recording of last year and tried to pick some really nice moments from it that I want to play on the program so that you can be inspired and also enjoy the great words and be inspired by the great words of the people from last year. I'll also place a few songs in between, which actually just to reflect this is a world problem, and also the solidarity that Indigenous people have been showing to to Palestinians and vice versa, and that the struggle against oppression, the struggle against colonialism and imperialism, we need to crosses all borders which are just abstract, arbitrary things that separate people in their minds and only by the force of weapons. So, with no further ado, I think it's good that we start with something really nice that was happened last year, which was they had the Jiri Jiri dances. And I'm just going to play, and they were playing some music with that. So I think that's a nice start to get the feel for what the Invasion Day activities that will be occurring.
All right, make a lot of noise for the Jiri Jiri, please.
Kaba Malamangil, Naranik Kaya, Wurundjeri Willamik, Wurrungik, Nyungodjin Womanyat Bikduyik, Mundanai Murupgarada Birirang, Mundanai Kidapik, Mundanai Bubup Nakurenikba, Big Ut Bikdui, Banyabik, Murmutbik, Wuruwurubik Ba, Tarangak Bikba, Bunjala Willamu. Hello everyone, my name is Kaya Nicholson Ward. I'm a proud Wurundjeri, Jara, Nulay Ilumurung, Irish and German woman. And we're going to be doing two dances today. And we are the Jiri Jiri dancers. I firstly would like to acknowledge all the mob here today. I would like to acknowledge all of the elders. And I'd also like to give a special thanks to all the allies here today. We get a lot of hate for everything we do as mob, but when we see so many allies coming together, it reminds us that we're not alone and we're in this together. So thank you. I also wanted to acknowledge that we are on unceded Wurundjeri land, and I don't know which direction, but there is a big building of my Uncle William Barak, his face. So when we walk today, look back and look at him looking over us all. So this is our Womajik and Yarka, our welcome dance. Nyungodjin.
Godjin, everyone. Here we go. Our next dance is our Babandarang. The Babandarang is the mother tree, and the mother tree represents culture, and how culture, the mother tree represents how, before invasion, our old trees used to watch over our families and our communities thriving, living on country, practicing our traditional ways, living happily and in peace. Then they watched us suffer the degradation and the devastation of invasion. We still suffer from this, but at the time, that part of the invasion is represented in our dance with the tree being cut down as we know, our gum trees and our trees flourish, and they spread seeds all over our country. These seeds are nourished from the old roots in the ground, so even when the tree is cut, the old roots still remain underneath the earth and provide for the new seedlings to grow. And so, like all of us, we were born at a time that we are those seedlings, and we are growing stronger and stronger based upon the root system that is still there underneath our ground and in our family bloodlines. Through that we, our next generation are going to be stronger and proud and have the opportunity to grow with culture in their lives present, as a result, we're all going to be stronger for it. This is my first time up in front of such a big crowd explaining our dance, but thank you. Ngocchin, enjoy it, and have a good day.
Yes, that was the Jiri Jiri Dancers. Beautiful music. Even better to see them dancing as well. But I thought that was a good start to inspire us for attending the Invasion Day rally, or at least listening to it on 3cr.org.au or on 8:55 a.m. because it's going to be on all day. And, well, it should be. it just reminded me when they were talking about the trees, you know, and the terrible destruction we're seeing, the awful fires, and I think it was the Stern report a couple of decades ago said, you know, climate change is caused by humans. But we have to remember that for tens of thousands of years, humans lived on this continent, and also hundreds of thousands of years all around the world without any of this destruction. Seeing nature, living in symbiotically with nature and in harmony with nature, rather than seeing nature as an object of exploitation. So really, climate change would be better described as the result of the capitalist industrial climate catastrophe that's created by the destruction of the equilibrium of the biosphere. Anyway, that's a little thing that came to mind when I heard that. But remember, you are listening to 3CR.
You're listening to 3CR
Community Radio.
855 AM.
All right. Keeping on with the theme of the important day coming up, the Invasion Day activities on 3CR, which I'll run through again if you only tuned in after this next section. We're playing speeches from last year just a selection that I tried to make. Here's one from Possum Clark from Fram.
Next up, I'd like to invite Possum Clark from Fram to give us a speech on what's been happening at Fram. Give it up for Possum.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come here in the steps of Parliament. I'm from the Framlingham Aboriginal community. Originally set up and gazetted in 1861. Four Aboriginal people continue to do traditional hunting rights. Prior to that, we lived on the land and off the land as one. Our people were rounded up and forced on Aboriginal reserves. Framlingham is one of two that still remain out of the 12 that was originally set up for Aboriginal people for the protection by the Protection Board in the state of Victoria. The government still today, as Aboriginal people, we still fight for our sovereignty lands. Always was and always will be.
Yes, that's just a little comment from Possum Clark Fram. Sorry to Possum for that. I just realised that that wasn't necessarily what he wanted. But as well as that, we have a comment from another speech, which is from Nora, who's a Palestine activist, before which we'll play Ghafra and Zarif, which is a song, a Palestinian song that remembers the Nakba of 1948. A couple of the lyrics are, "My eyes miss Palestinian soil. I will go back to my homeland," it says. And so it should be. We'll be right back.
دم الوريد حلها جار البلد وصفار لبعيد صاق الله يعود الويلف واشبك ايده بايدي نرجع ايام الهنا ونعيش بكيفية
Yes, that was Ghafra and Zarif, a Palestinian song, reminding us that the solidarity between indigenous people on this continent and Palestinian people is a great example of the kind of solidarity that we all need to fight the aggressor. You know, fighting with their common experience of continued attempt at genocide, which will be beaten. And to speak about that, or who spoke about that at last year's 2025 Invasion Day rally, was Nora, who is a Palestinian activist, and she'll be introduced here. And remember, there'll be more of this coming up on Monday when you can come to the rally yourself.
We've got Nora. Nora is a Palestinian educator, political analyst and activist from Akka. She's a mother of two, previous general manager of APAN and currently the national director at Democracy in Colour. She should be no stranger to all of you. Give it up for Nora.
Sabah al khair, salam, good morning everyone. It is an honor to be here today, specifically on this day and what it signifies and what it represents to First Nations people of this land. To start, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and the custodians of the land, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations, and pay respects to elders past and present. I'd like to also acknowledge that sovereignty never ceded, that this land, from all of its rivers to all of its seas, always was, always will be. I stand here today on stolen land as a Palestinian. As a Palestinian who grew up under colonization, who was born and raised under occupation. And as Palestinians, we're no strangers to the harms that settler colonial systems and structures and projects continue to inflict on indigenous communities, being here on this stolen land or in Palestine. We are no strangers to genocide and dispossession, kidnapping of children, incarceration. It is my lived experience that has brought me here today to stand in full solidarity with the First Nations people of this land. The glaring similarities in which both settler colonial projects, the Zionist and the one on this stolen land, operate to erase our existence, be it through the false claim of terra nullius, or the Zionist lies of Palestine being a land with no people, to people with no land, only demonstrate that our struggles as indigenous communities are intertwined. The genocide that took place, that started over 200 years ago on this continent, on this land that you're standing on, and the one that continues to unfold in front of our eyes in Gaza, in Palestine, in the West Bank, specifically in Jenin, further demonstrate that we, the Palestinians and First Nation people, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islanders, are fighting the same fight. Very little moments in life are black and white. Largely, we live in that vast area of gray. But days like today, January 26, offer us the opportunity of moral clarity. Instances and moments like these, like the events that are unfolding in Palestine, the genocide that Israel continues to carry out in Palestine, offer us the chance to be led by our innate moral compass and humanity and do the right thing. There is no pride in genocide. Not here nor there. There is no both sides in genocide, not here nor there. And there's no maintaining neutrality during genocide, because neutrality serves the status quo that continues to subjugate and continues to enact harm against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and Palestinians and indigenous people worldwide. Silence is complicity, and that is why we're all here today. See, we were never meant to be here, by their logic. We were never meant to survive, according to their calculation of fascists and settler colonial projects. But the fact that we are here, over 200 years later, demanding treaty now, demanding land back, calling for a free Palestine, is a miracle. It is a miracle that was made possible by two main factors. The first one is the innate morality of our causes. See, we never invaded anyone's lands. We never kidnapped children from their families. Our cause is a just cause, and our demands are grounded in values of humanity justice, freedom, equality, self-determination, and liberation for all. You don't have to be Indigenous, Palestinian, or Aboriginal, or Torres Strait Islander to identify with these values. The second factor that has allowed this miracle to happen is the ingenuity, the sumud, that is steadfastness, and the resilience of Indigenous people here on this land and in Palestine. People who survived, not only survived, but also thrived under the most hostile conditions, against all odds. People who survived genocide, extermination, elimination, assimilation. People, the trailblazers, people who paved the way, Professor Gary, Uncle Robbie, Auntie Alma, and so many elders that are here today. A whole new generation of Aboriginal, Indigenous, Torres Strait Islander organizers, academics, creatives, artists, who continue to carry the legacy forward through generations. We owe you. We owe you. Thank you, shukran, big shukran, for all of the work that you have done and all of the work that you continue to do. Because advancing the cause and the movement for decolonization on this land is an achievement and a win for all anti-colonial movements all around the world. Watching your work, I have learned so much, but most importantly, I learned that they can take so much from us. And they, no matter how much they take from us, no matter what they take from us, they can't take away our love and connection to the land. We will continue to cultivate the bush and the olive trees and care for them. No matter how much they take away from us, they will never take our love and connection to the culture and to the language. We will keep playing our didgeridoos and dabkis. But most importantly, no matter what they take from us, and no matter all of their divide and conquer tactics, they will never take away our love and connection to each other. They will never take away our love to our communities. Aboriginal community, the Arab community, the African community, Asian community, and other communities of color. So, as long as there's people in the street of Narms calling for land back, calling for treaty now, demanding truth-telling, calling for a free Palestine, we are undefeated. We are unconquered. To leave you, just another gentle reminder that we are protesting on stolen land, and that this land always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be. From the river to the sea. Thank you. Thank you. Shukran, everyone.
The organization I work with, 3CR Community Radio, has been our partner for the last 45 years. They've always been a part of our struggle, particularly on Invasion Day. And today they're doing a whole day of broadcasting and programming around Invasion Day, as they usually do. For the last couple of decades, they've done that for us. I just want to acknowledge the 3CR mob. Yeah, there is much to these days and I want you to know, cause we're writing the future like writing a show. At the earth they must turn and the trees they must grow. Just beyond that horizon, a mountain of hope.
Yes, that was Uncle Robbie Thorpe there, reminding you that 3CR will be broadcasting and supporting the Invasion Day activities and rally. So if you want to find out more about that, you can go to 3cr.org.au/Invasion Day 2026, or one word. And in case you didn't hear, in case you've just tuned in, that I mentioned before that on that day, first there will be Marika from Doing Time will guest host the breakfast show from 7 a.m. on Monday the 26th, speaking to Indigenous organisers and campaigners from across the country. It will be well worth tuning in and listening to that if you're interested in the future and the struggles that we need to make a better future. Then from then there will be at 9 a.m. Our Land, Our Law, followed by from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. a live broadcast with speeches, conversations with activists, etc. from the rally. And if you can make it down, that's why I'm playing all this, so to keep the spirit up and to inspire you to go. 11 a.m. at the Parliament, HQ of Oppression, in Victoria, so-called. 11 a.m. rally. So I hope to see you down there. And yes, by the way, this is just the last of the Community Centromere show, which we are broadcasting for the summer programming on 3CR, 855 on your AM dial. You can hear it streaming. I was going to say screaming. I always say that. At 3cr.org.au. And remember, you can subscribe and donate if you go to that website too, which would be a good idea because you don't hear these voices in enough places. And, yes, so this is Community Centromere, and it's a program about promoting and giving information about activist events going on in NAM. So we are just reviewing some material from speeches that were made at the last year's Invasion Day, hoping that you will come to the next one, which is on the 11 a.m. at Parliament on Monday. Now, speaking of, I'm just going to play another quick song before we have the last speech I'm going to play, which is by, and that's by a very special person, which I'm all sure you'll know if you've listened to 3CR for a long time, the Cosmic Avenger. I used to like listening to the Cosmic Avenger on 3CR. Anyway, we should support and have solidarity with all people facing genocide. And one of those, of course, is where this song comes from. It's called Güzel Türkistan. It's a Uyghur song. We'll be right back. Yes, a Uyghur song. Güzel Türk, Turkestan, which says this enslavement and suffering must be ended, as must all genocides, as must all imperialist behavior which invades other people's countries and ruins them. Other people's lands. All right, let's fight it. Speaking of which, we have the Cosmic Avenger, a.k.a. or Gary Foley, who ended the main speeches at last year's rally. Hope you can come along to the next one. We've just got time for this. You're listening to 3CR 855 on your AM dial or 3cr.org.au. Don't forget, there'll be a big day of Invasion Day broadcasting next Monday. Tune in and get down also to the rally at 11 a.m. at the Parliament HQ of Oppression. And here's Gary Foley.
What a day, folks. What a crowd. This is the biggest ever. Give yourselves a cheer. I won't keep you long, it's hot, and I know that it's hot. And old people like me feel the heat more than most. But I want to say, I just want to quickly follow on from what I said earlier on, and that is the importance of having an understanding of your own history. And that applies to everyone here, black and white people. Every person here ought to understand better what's gone on, especially in the last 50 years, and I'll give it to you in a nutshell. In 1967, when I was 16, the older generation of conservative Aboriginal leaders convinced us young, impatient people into working towards a referendum. So we joined, and they said to us, if we get a yes vote in the referendum in 1967, things will change. And so we believed them. But folks, we got the biggest yes vote to this day in Australian history. And what changed? Nothing changed. And that's why people of my generation, who were the young ones then in 67, we said to the older generation, the conservatives, the people who were in the pockets of government, we said, no. We don't trust your tactics and strategies anymore. We're going to go our own way. Now, we did, folks. And not only did we go our own way, we created a national movement, a national political movement known these days as the Black Power Movement. It was called also the Land Rights Movement, the Self-Determination Movement, but it was all the same thing. And it culminated at the Aboriginal Embassy in 1972, which shook the shit out of the federal government in Canberra, frightened the hell out of Australia. The world suddenly, in 1972, found out about what was going on here in Australia. But folks, after a great victory like the Aboriginal Embassy, which helped to bring down the McMahon government, after that, we then saw the beginnings of the white backlash. Those who felt offended that Aboriginal people should have a voice in a modern Australia, who were offended by the proposition that Aboriginal people demanded justice and reparation and land rights. Those people, ably led on by the Rupert Murdoch tabloids, the Australian newspaper, much of the mainstream media, they generated the beginnings of the white backlash. Then we had Pauline Hanson and One Nation, another chapter in the white backlash. Then we have 40 years of history and culture wars, where the truth about Australian history was beginning to come out, but there was an instant reaction against it in the universities, in the academies. And suddenly a new breed of academics arguing the old story, the imperial story, emerged and muddied the waters further in the white backlash. Then we had, when native title was talked about, native title's meaningless, but the mining industry thought it was the greatest threat to their endeavours ever. They mounted multi-million dollar anti-Aboriginal public relations campaigns that further eroded support for Aboriginal rights. Now, folks, after 40 years of this what great, massive, ever-increasing white backlash, some idiot in the upper echelons of the Aboriginal political movement decided it was a good idea, after all of that, to have another referendum. Any idiot who knew anything about history knew that such a referendum about any Aboriginal issue in 2023 was gonna fail. I said it for a year before. So, the lesson for you, know your history, learn your history, help us teach the great uncivilized masses out there in white Australia the truth about their own history. And the last lesson, never trust anyone, any Aboriginal person who the mainstream media tells you that they are your leader. Simple as that. That's all the message I got for you. I hope to see you next year. Fight on!
Check, 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 check. Check it out. Yes, yes. My name is Curly.
All right, there you had it. That was Gary Foley. Don't forget, come down to the Invasion Day rally next Monday starting 11 o'clock, or you can listen to 3cr.org.au and look at /Invasion Day 2026 for all of the great things that are going to be on 3CR about that. Please listen in. Anyway, this has been Community Centromere, the last one for this summer programming period, and stay tuned because the fantastic Talk Back with Attitude is going to be on next. Where am I?
Like a child. Live like a plane, can't be from the sun. Laugh along as you win.